It is another edition of the 104.9 MyFM and Petawawa Toyota local legend program here on MyFM. I'm Kyle Robinson in the MyFM studio, being joined with none other than Scotty Beam. And Scotty, it's a pleasure to finally meet the face to the legend, because I've heard your name lots over the years since I've been here when I arrived about 13 years ago in the community. So welcome and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
So kind of talk to us a little bit about, you know, what you've been doing in the community. You know, you've been involved in a lot of organizations and things like that, working on cars. Kind of tell us a little bit about, you know, your backstory.
I've been involved with the Mazda Derby for 41 years, since I've been 17 years old. Yes, always help people, clean people's yards up, picking up cars, always helping people out, always taking care of people, looking after people. It's been a long time. Since my dad and my brother passed away, I just kept it going.
Tell us a little about this derby that you mentioned. Where is it held, and how big is it?
We started out in Petawawa in 1983, Father's Day weekend at the Civic Center days back in 1983. Got involved with Beechburg, then got involved with Cobden, and I've been in the Renfrew a few times.
So you're like the man behind all those smashed up cars.
Yeah, oh yeah, lots of cars, yeah. I got a lot of trophies to prove it. I just drove last year, and I won the feature down in Cobden.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So what kind of work goes into putting those cars together, getting them ready for the Derby?
Lots of work. Lots of work and time. For all the time you put it into paint, you put it into it all the time, it's fun.
Okay. Yeah. So is it more like a hobby for you than an actual job then?
Yeah, more or less hobby, yeah. Yeah.
What made you want to get involved in, you know, the automotive industry first?
Because my father, he passed away in 79. I was only 12, 13 years old, and then my brother got into it, so we just kept it going. My dad started back in the 50s, so we just kept the hobby going.
Do you have a shop or anything that's located close by if people need to come see it?
Yes. Up towards Petawawa.
Okay. On the boulevard there,
yes,
right?
Yes, I
think I've seen your spot. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Man, see, it's all coming together for me, too.
Yeah.
You know, do people think need to make an appointment, or they can come maybe see you for a referral or something?
Yeah, they can just call me or Facebook me. Message me on Facebook. Always looking for derby cars.
Always looking for derby cars. Now, do you buy derby cars too and then fix them up?
Yeah. I buy cars and then we turn them into derby cars.
Okay. So where would you go buy derby cars per se?
Just knock. People come see me, or I knock on people's doors. That's how I've did it all my life.
Okay. Yeah. Have you met a lot of cool people along the way?
Oh, yeah. Lots of cool people.
Is that part of the reason why, too? Like, this is kind of like a big passion project, because you're probably dealing with the same people over and over again, and you develop really cool relationships, right?
And I got to meet you today.
Well, hey, likewise to you, sir. Now, do you have any specific, you know, words of advice for maybe the next generation of the younger guys out there who are looking to get in the derby scene? Anything?
I'm starting to get to show them. I'm starting to show them all how to do it, and they're catching on real quick by themselves too. But they're getting more into the mod cars and building them tougher, like army tanks. But it's fun.
Again, our guest today has been Scotty Beam. Major local legend, and again, I'm just meeting him for the first time. I've heard his name lots in the community over the years. So, Scotty, it was a pleasure to have you in studio today, and thanks for joining us.
And thanks to Melissa Dental,